website of Bill O'Reilly, Fox News commentator, hacked in retribution. From Wikinews, the free news source at wikinews.org. Saturday, September 20th, 2008. According to a document published by wikileaks.org, a document leaking website, the official website account of Fox News Channel commentator Bill O'Reilly has been hacked. The one-page document, which WikiLeaks confirms to be authentic, shows a list of individuals and passwords of those who have accounts on O'Reilly's website, BillO'Reilly.com. The list, according to the document, contains at least 205 names, email addresses, billing addresses, and passwords of subscribers. The hack was a response to the pundits' recent scurrilous attacks over the Sarah Palin email story, including on WikiLeaks and other members of the press, said WikiLeaks in a statement on their website. According to the report, the security on O'Reilly's website was non-existent. I'm not going to mention the website that posted this, but it's one of those despicable, slimy, scummy websites. Everybody knows where this stuff is, okay? And they know the people who run the website, so why can't they go there tonight to this guy's house who runs it and put him in cuffs and take him down and book him, said O'Reilly during his show, The O'Reilly Factor, on September 18th. WikiLeaks recently published documents from Palin's hacked Yahoo.com email account. The documents had shown that Palin had been conducting matters pertaining to the public or government of Alaska over her private email account. In an exclusive statement to WikiNews, WikiLeaks stated that they will only publish the single page, but also claim to have several more. WikiLeaks also states that they have already received three letters from staff members employed by O'Reilly requesting WikiLeaks to remove the document, which WikiLeaks refuses to do. We simply cannot remove the information. The system, as per policy, is designed so that files cannot be taken down once up, said WikiLeaks to WikiNews. O'Reilly and Fox News have not yet responded to inquiries. This sound file and all text in the article are released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license. This sound file was recorded on Saturday, September 20th, 2008, by Kevin Fields.